Hello, my name's Lara Alcock and I'm a lecturer in the Mathematics Education Centre at Loughborough University, where I work with my colleague Matthew Ingalls, who's a co-author on this paper. We're both undergraduate maths lecturers and I in particular have been teaching proof-based mathematics courses for some years now. A proof in mathematics can be something that's hard for students to understand. It's a sequence of logical deductions leading from some claims to a final result that we're interested in. But this can involve quite complex logical structures and remembering standard definitions and axioms and so on. I've been aware for a long time that many of the proofs I present are not easily understandable to students. And so as a result of this, one thing I've done is try to construct resources that might help them. One set of these resources I've termed e-proofs, and they've been constructed here at Loughborough. So an e-proof is an electronic resource that has the proof as a sort of underlay, but in which there are annotations and audio commentary that explain some of the deductions and explain the structure of the proof, things that might not be obvious on a first reading. These are things that I've tried out in my lectures, but one of the things that this paper is about the way in which this has forced me to think more closely about the layout I use when I'm constructing a proof or writing one down for students. This is not something I'd had to consider in detail before because there's nothing about a printed version that constrains the size, but I've come to realise I had to think about it a lot in order to construct e-proofs in a way that would make sense. And as a result of this, and as a result of discussions and further readings with Matthew, we've been thinking quite a lot about the layout of proofs and whether in fact fairly small manipulations might make a difference to how understandable something is for a student. If that is the case, then this is something that obviously is worth considering further, and we will be doing so. Writing this paper, in the meantime, has allowed us to think very systematically about what those issues might be, and certainly has moved my thinking forward in this way. Thank you.